Hello and good morning. Welcome to this brief lecture about Wikipedia and other digital encyclopedias. If you have been using Wikipedia, you should be familiar with this icon. It's the picture of the globe, and it includes symbols from many of the world's greatest scripts or characters. The Latin alphabet, Chinese characters, the Greek, it's the Omega, the Cyrillic, and I, and many others. So this is an indication that Wikipedia aims to be a global encyclopedia, not a single language encyclopedia. And let's take a brief look at how Wikipedia was invented. According to the statistics that are available about web traffic, Wikipedia is one of the most popular websites in the world. Some rank it as number 6. These numbers are not perfectly accurate, but it's definitely among the top 10. Among the other 10, Twitter is very widely used as a microblog in the West. Two of the names on this list are not very familiar in the West, but very familiar in China: Baidu and Tencent. And we should say something about China, because the internet in China has a separate history and a separate development. This has to do with the size of the country and also with the language. So in China, Wikipedia is not the top digital encyclopedia. It's number 4, and 3 others rank higher. And the 2 biggest ones are actually the biggest digital encyclopedias in the world. And in the same way, when we speak about search, Google definitely dominates in the West and in the South. In China, it ranks with about 10% of the searches, but Baidu dominates with almost 80%. But let's return to Wikipedia. The face of this person you may recognize. His name is Jimmy Wales. He is the founder of Wikipedia, together with Larry Sanger. And as I said, Wikipedia is one of the world's most popular websites. Today it has more than 30 million articles, and there are Wikipedias in nearly 300 languages. And another aspect that makes Wikipedia global is that these different language editions are interlinked. If a particular entry is available in several languages, you can go from one language to the other. Wikipedia was born in 2001, not very long time ago. The man behind the idea was Richard Stallman. And the basic idea behind Wikipedia is that anybody who reads Wikipedia can also write or edit the articles. And there is no central organization. So Wikipedia is very much a crowdsourced phenomenon. It's produced by lots of people, some collaborating in networks, some working on their own, but it's simply a system that's very open to participation. Now, this was a breakthrough in the production of encyclopedias. Wikipedia was originally created as a support of something called Newpedia. And if you look at this, This was supposed to be a digital encyclopedia. We are building the world's largest international peer-reviewed encyclopedia, and it's free. Now, all this is true of Wikipedia, except that Wikipedia is not peer-reviewed. So, Nupedia was the origin, but Nupedia was supposed to be produced by experts, and Wikipedia was meant to support Nupedia. It should be a place where drafts of articles could be put, that one could test out ideas, but instead Wikipedia destroyed Nupedia. There were very few articles that were actually produced in Nupedia, and Nupedia died 3 years after birth. Rest in peace. So, Wikipedia didn't just destroy the original concept of Nupedia, it basically destroyed the basis for printed encyclopedias. The market disappeared, since people could get the same sort of information, and even much more information, for free through the web. At the beginning, Wikipedia was dominated by articles in English, started at 100%, but additional languages came along even during the first year. The blue curve shows the percentage of articles that come from the 10 main languages in Wikipedia. And we see that both of these curves have been falling. The graph only goes to 2007, but the curves have continued to fall. So the totality of articles is to a greater and greater extent produced by other languages. And here we should also note that at the beginning, when we have a somewhat irregular curve, there are just around 20,000 articles. At the end of the curve, we have 2 million, and today, more than 30 million articles. So this is Wikipedia, covers the Western world, is present in China, but China has additional digital encyclopedias of its own, with altogether about 13 million articles. So it's also a massive player. Thanks for your attention.